So, Miss Honeychurch, you are travelling as a student of art? Oh, dear no. Oh, no, no.
Perhaps as a student of human nature, like myself.
Oh, no. I'm here as a tourist.
Oh, indeed, said Mr. Acre.
Are you indeed? If you will not think me rude, we residents sometimes pity you poor tourists, not a little, handed about like a parcel of goods from Venice to Florence, from Florence to Rome, living herded together in pensions or hotels, quite unconscious of anything that is outside Baedeker, their one anxiety to get done or through and go on somewhere else.
The result is they mix up towns, rivers, palaces in one inextricable whirl.
You know the American girl in Punch who says, "Say, Papa, what did we see at Rome?" And the father replies,
"Well, I guess Rome was a place where we saw that yellow dog."
There's traveling for you.
I quite agree, said Miss Lavish, who had several times tried to interrupt his mordant wit. The narrowness and superficiality of the Anglo-Saxon tourist is nothing less than a menace.
Quite so.
Now, the English colony of Florence, Miss Honeychurch, and it is of considerable size, though of course not all equally. A few are here for trade, for example. But the greater part are students.
Lady Helen Lavistock is at present busy over Frau Angelico. I mention her name because we are passing her villa on the left. Oh, no, no, you can only see it if you stand. No, 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 do not stand, you will fall. She is very proud of that thick hedge. Inside perfect seclusion. One might have gone back 600 years.
Some critics believe that her garden was the scene of the Decameron, which lends it an additional interest, does it not?
It does indeed, cried Miss Lavish. Tell me, where did they place the scene of that wonderful seventh day?